Hey, Barrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Celebrate Michael Jackson's creative genius and unsurpassed talent with riveting live performances evoking his early days as a member of the Jackson 5, his groundbreaking theatrics in the 80s, and his continued domination of pop culture into the 21st century. Since 2012, the Michael Jackson History Tribute Show has played across USA, UK, Ireland, Canada, Singapore, Indonesia, Spain, New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa to critical acclaim. The Michael Jackson World Network says that the History Tribute Show is an exceptional tribute by an exceptional cast of musicians and dancers, a show that they recommend to all Michael Jackson fans. Garth Field embodies the essence and artistry of Michael Jackson, astounding audiences with his masterful performances, flawlessly recreating the iconic dance moves, vocal stylings, and stage presence of the legendary pop icon. He has years of invaluable experience honing his craft and perfecting his understanding of Michael Jackson's iconic style. With a deep-rooted passion for dance, singing, acting, and musical theatre, together with his extensive training, exceptional talent, and multifaceted skills as a dancer, singer, actor, and choreographer, Garth continues to captivate audiences at every performance. The Michael Jackson History Tribute Concert is on stage in Johannesburg, South Africa, from the 18th of January to the 4th of February 2024, and then continues to tour around the world. Up next on Celeb Savant, discussing his career and specifically the Michael Jackson tribute concert, we have got Garth Field. Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm currently in Johannesburg at the Joburg Theatre. I'm rehearsing for the show, the Michael Jackson History Tribute, which will be taking place on the 18th of January until the 4th of February.
So what age did you realize, cool, you want to be in the entertainment world or on the stage? And how did that journey progress to where we are currently?
Well, when I was a young little kid riding on that black bike at my grandma's house, they always used to play music like the Carpenters, Temptations, the Jackson 5, Manhattans, all the jazz music. So I started falling in love with how my grandparents, aunts and uncles used to just enjoy themselves, have family time at barbecues. And then from there, each year progressed with different music videos, CDs came into being, and I just used to enjoy dancing and performing. Actually, my great-grandmother was a performer back in District 6 in Cape Town. And my grandma always said, that's where I got my talent. And yeah, I just progressed from there when I was at the age of 5.
So how did it come to be that you realized, cool, you can be an, I don't want to say impersonation, or you can channel Michael Jackson in your performance?
Well, Michael Jackson's always been everywhere, He's been influenced to many dancers and performers, and even non-performers love Michael. And because of that, I just enjoyed performing in general. Every now and again in dance battles, because I come from a hip-hop background, dancing and rapping as well. And then from there, going to dance competitions, entering talent shows and things. There was always, the moonwalk was always there. The spins was always there. And I think as I grew older, I think it was in 2009 or 10 when Michael passed away, that our school decided to do a talent show. And they asked me and the team of my dad's crew at the time if we could maybe put together an MJ show just to pay tribute to him. And that's where it actually started, when everybody said, you're good at what you do. Maybe you should take this far. And once I finished school, I decided that I'm going to join the entertainment industry, because I love acting, I love singing, I love dancing. And then from there, it just grew. I did Michael Jackson the first time. I did in Spain for 8 years. Started choreographing MJ choreography. Started singing, doing harmonies as Michael. And then about a year ago, I got a call from Australia Showtime, and this is where I got the role to play Michael Jackson for them for the history show.
So when you got that call, was it a surprise? Was it a bit of a shock?
Well, to be honest with you, I was Currently in a rehearsal process for a show that I normally do when I travel to Spain with the company I work for. And to be funny enough, it was one of Showtime Australia's workers. Her name is Nadine Solomon. I have to give a huge thank you to her. We connected in COVID, and during COVID we had our own type of show, Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, and she was one of the backup singers for Diana. And as we were progressing, she told me about her soon-to-be husband, fiance Warren, who plays the Queen for Showtime as well. And then she was telling me about the company, and as we progressed forward, I went back to Europe. I did Michael Jackson in Spain for the company I worked at the time. And randomly, she just messaged me in November of 2022. And she's like, "Hey, listen, my boss is looking for you, Johnny. Johnny Van Hensen, he's looking for you." And I was like, "What? Why?" And then she's like, "Yeah, he's interested in casting you as MJ. You have to come and do an audition for him." And about 3 4 months, I've been waiting for this call. And he's like, we'll meet up in Cape Town. Prepared 3 songs, and the rest is history."
No pun intended with history.
No putting
Because Michael's one of his greatest hits is history. Hey, yes, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
Yes.
history,
That's right. Okay, so tell us more about the show. What can people expect? Obviously, you are channeling him in your portrayal, but you're not trying to be him. It's Garth's flavor in
yes.
Michael. And what else
That's
can people
correct.
expect?
Well, what people can expect is an amazing state of art of lighting, effects, amazing visuals, choreographed dances from all around from South Africa. We have the live band that's also from South Africa. And basically, where they can expect some of the best music videos of Michael. We're showcasing Smooth Criminal, we're showcasing those visuals you see in every song, such as "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough." We try and portray a lounge vibe for people that would see something on TV, but you can come on and have a seat in the theater and just enjoy some MJ. Keeping it authentic, having the spins, having the finger points, taped hands, gloves, the whole look. The costume design from the dominance as Michael dominated the music industry from the 70s to the 80s. We give you a little bit of the Jackson 5, some wigs here and there. I don't want to spoil too much, but we're basically putting the good word as a Michael, one of the world's renowned Michael Jackson concerts of all time.
So in putting together a show like this, obviously the audience comes and sees one evening, maybe two. Tell us the journey of conception, rehearsal, till that end thing. Because like we only see that one point. It obviously starts weeks and months before then. So let's go into the various touch points of how a show like this gets created and how it comes to be.
To start off, I gotta say the word teamwork. Without the amazing team we have putting together everything, because the most important thing is the people in the background. Without these people, we cannot move forward. So we're very grateful for them. And the process that goes into that, they have to plan everything for us, rehearsal space, get us to venues, makeup, costumes, time management is so important. That's the first thing before we get into rehearsals. Once we get all those bookings done of the venues, we start going into the studio. We rehearse. The time is very important, and as well as repetition. Putting a show like this together takes tremendous hard work and dedication. Having to be, like I said, having to be on time, number one, making sure everything arrives early, taking care of ourselves, the studio is clean, we ourselves are clean, driving, So I think time management, teamwork, and efficiency, making sure that everybody works together, dedication to play the role as MJ, if I so have to speak. It's a lot of watching music videos, making sure you got all the points on point, finger work, feet, footwork, footwork, head bobs, shoulder twist, making sure the voice is good, shout of my life, those type of vibes, making sure you get the ow, all of those, all of those. Warmth, very important. Stretching, oh, so important. It's one of the core things before you actually move your body. Getting out of bed, it's part of your ritual. And Michael Jackson enjoyed these little things, the physicality of getting into the role. Getting into the show, it takes a lot of physical work, as well as, for example, the dancers as well. We as a team, we come together, we stretch, we make sure we all warmed up correctly. Everybody's putting in the tremendous hard work. especially the choreography. We have outstanding choreographer by the name of Nathan. He's currently living in Germany, so he's got flown out to help us and be with us. As well as the team, the setting up the stage all that time, it's very time consuming, and these people have to pick up, use a lot of cranes, and things to carry in, big stages, big lights, LED lights, just to make sure that we bring together a perfect and the most authentic and world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute. I think with everybody putting in a little bit of work, we're going to have a successful time at Joburg Theatre and the rest of our tour.
For the listeners, this is going to be the show is going to be on in Johannesburg, South Africa, January, mid-January to around beginning of February 2024. So once you've finished with the Joburg leg, where are you going next?
We'll be going to Australia, New Zealand, and then from there we'll have a little break and then we'll do Canada. We will also be doing South Africa as well. We'll come back in South Africa to do our little show in Cape Town, which will be around about December. That will be the tour for the rest of the year.
I have listeners from all around the world. So that's cool. So that the people listening will be able to know, okay, cool. They're in Australia, New Zealand. They can also go see it. Now, if you had to give me your top three favorite Michael Jackson songs, A, to perform, and then your favorite three, B, to just listen to.
Well, to be honest, all of them are my favorite songs.
Okay.
But if I had to outline the ones that's great, I think I like to perform. Let me see. Wanna Be Started Something? We have that on the show as well. Rock With You, Off the Wall, as well as Dangerous.
Okay.
And the songs that I enjoy listening to is if I had a long day, just coming back home from rehearsals, I like to listen to Earth Song. Another part of me, which is not on the list, but just one of them. But the songs that I do like to listen to that we are doing, oh, this is a good one. It's The Way You Made Me Feel.
Okay. As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
If you want to have an amazing Michael Jackson experience in the Garfield's way and with Showtime Australia, come on and get tickets, book the show, come on and have a great time. We'll be having you some of your favorite hits of Michael Jackson. And we make sure that everybody has an amazing time. Come party with us, dance with us. The show is not just the show for you to sit and watch. We want you to clap, sing, and dance along to us. And it will be an amazing night of memory and making sure we're keeping the King of Pop's legacy alive.